7:04, and I would like to call to order the public hearing portion of tonight's meeting on Wednesday, July 13th, 2016. If the committee members want to announce who they are, starting with Youth and Governance.
Mikhail Miles with Youth and Governance.
Mike Spilitsky, County Board Supervisor, District 18. John Poole, County Board Supervisor, District 20.
Aaron Decker, Chair, County Board Supervisor, District 22.
Andy Buehler, Kenosha County Planning and Development.
Jill Gilmore, County Board Supervisor, District 18.
Steve Bostrom, County Board Supervisor, District 8, which is in the City of Kenosha.
Dave Caldwell, Planning and Development.
Okay, thank you. And I just want to mention that yesterday we did have a work session where the committee met and discussed some of these items. So this is not the first time that we've seen these items, and we had questions answered and things like that. Andy, legal notice?
Yeah, for tonight's meeting, the agenda was posted in the Kenosha News as a Class 2 notice on June 30th and July 5th, and also the item that is a comprehensive plan had the required 30-day notice.
Okay, agenda item number 6.
So, item number 6, Stephen C. Mills Enterprise, LLC, and Craig T. and Laura M. Baumgartner, owners, Dan Zapp, agent. This is the final subdivision plat, Salem. So, final plat of the reserve subdivision, Stephen C. Mills, 401580 80th Street, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 53142. Mills Enterprises, LLC, 401580 80th Street, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 53142. And Craig T. and Laura M. Baumgartner, 37015 North Fernview Lane, Lakeville, Illinois, 60046. Owners, Dan Zapp, Beer Realty, LLC, 4011 80th Street, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 53142. Agent, on tax parcel number 654120440101 through 654120440111, located in the town of Salem. This item can be seen on the screen that shows the map of the property. This is the final plat of the reserve subdivision, and if a representative from Bear Realty can come forward and then speak into the mic, we'd like to have you just present what's coming before the board tonight, although we know a preliminary plat had been previously approved, and this is the final plat. But again, if you can just kind of give a brief overview of where we're at today, that would be appreciated.
Sure.
If you could turn on the mic and state your name and address for the record, please.
Dan Schaap with Bear Development. Business address is 4011 8th Street, which is I work with Bear Development as project manager. The reserve was previously a condominium development. For several reasons, we wanted to create leasable lots and this property. In essence, nothing as far as property boundaries are changing. We're basically taking the unit, the limited common element that was a quasi lot, making officially a piece of the lot. So the process was to go through and bring this through the preliminary plat, the final plat process. We have the conditions that were prepared by the county, and we're in agreement with all of them. The only issue that we can, I still have some recording issues, you know, to record the final plat, but there's three owners in this development. The Baumgartners, Steve Mills, and then Mills Enterprises. So there's two existing homes and vacant parcels, vacant lots, vacant future lots. Not all of these folks have a mortgage, and one of the requirements from the county was each having to sign off the mortgagees, and I wouldn't be able to produce that, so we've got a lot of blank spots on the plat. I don't know if the recorder will have an issue with that. But
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that, but I mean, that'll be something that we can figure out before recording.
And I can check with recorder too. I just didn't want to agree to a condition and then have it become a...
And which one are you referring to?
Six, bullet point one, signature blocks for all three affected property owners. I'm sorry, seven, the fourth point. Subject to locating or in consent of corporate mortgage language below each of the three signature lines.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. So, because we have the three, so it's only those that would have a mortgage would have that then under the line.
Correct.
But the owner, all three owners will need to sign.
Correct. And we'd be happy to put that block on there, but it would remain blank because we would, two of the three wouldn't have mortgages.
Okay.
So I just didn't know if the recorder would deal with that, an issue with that. Maybe not. It might be moved. So.
And that would just be then for maybe just that one that would have a mortgagee. Because that would want, we would want that to be reflected.
Sure.
Yeah, we can work that. So it's just a matter of having one mortgagee block under one name.
Right.
Okay.
Is the wording in here still okay?
Yeah, that'll be fine because these are the conditions, and so obviously we don't know if who has mortgages or doesn't. But with this clarification, then we'll do what's necessary to make it appropriate on that. And the other thing is. Dan, so your explanation is great for us because the last time you were before us, the committee has changed. And so there's two members that were here at that point. And so we did cover a number of these things yesterday in explanation of that. And with that, there is the fact that the existing condominium plat will be vacated. And so that's part of the process, too.
Correct. So we're getting a renewal instrument to vacate the condominium plat. Then it's going to take some time for this thing to get recorded because we have to track down three owners are fine, but the mortgage holder, we have to go find a person to sign off on this too. And there's a very small point in time where this is more than, anyways, it removes at a point where it becomes a condo. The condo is vacated. There's a point in time where all three people are tenants in common. We have to sign deeds back and forth to each other. So it's going to be a while before it gets recorded. There's a lot of work still to do.
I think it's fine.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do any of the committee members have any questions? Or are you the governor?
Make a motion to approve.
Nope. Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay, so no committee members have any questions. Is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for? Anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against? Okay, from the town?
We do have record from the town. The town board met on this item on June 13th, and a motion was made to approve, and that was unanimous.
I need a motion.
Motion.
Okay, I have a motion. I need a second.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions by the committee? Supervisor Sportsky?
Nope.
No? Okay. Now we'll vote. Youth and Governance?
Yes.
Committee?
Aye.
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 And any nays? No. Chair votes aye also. So motion passes.
All right, thank you, Dan.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can I sign these conditions? Do you want me to have that one condition clarified?
Sure, we can.
I have the governance for you. She'll bring them over to you.
But you want to have that correction made.
I go by here all the time.
Sure, and we can do that. That'll be fine.
Okay. And I do want to clarify just that there is one more condition.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, number seven.
Item number seven is James F. and Judy L. Kutzler, owner, Comprehensive Plan Amendment, Salem. Public hearing on proposed Comprehensive Plan Amendment, James F. and Judy L. Kutzler, 9037 263rd Avenue, Salem, Wisconsin, 531689329. Owner, request an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County, 2035 map 65 of the comprehensive plan from suburban density residential to suburban density residential and medium density residential on tax parcel number 65412015307200 in the town of Salem. Again, on the screen, we'll show you the comprehensive plan map that shows the area in yellow, which is suburban density residential, and the area in orange is medium density residential. And this request is for the eastern square rectangle, the one on the right, to have that designation changed. And that is in reference to the proposal that is also being presented. This is just for help for the committee and everyone here, for the land to be able to be subdivided as such into three lots, the eastern half to be subdivided into two. So if the representative from on this item can please step forward and to the mic and state your name and address and kind of run through this request and why you're here before the committee today.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for listening. I'm Jim Cutsler. The address is 9037 263rd Avenue, Salem. Why I'm here, I'm asking to create two adjoining three-quarter acre lots from my deeded back portion of my land, which runs along 262nd Avenue. I've got two adult daughters to whom I will give each a three-quarter acre partial. Each daughter will like to build a new single-family residence on that parcel that I will give them. I am requesting to change the current zoning of my back partial of land from R2 to R3 and to amend the Kenosha County Comprehensive Plan 2035 in order for me to receive the R3 zoning. There are already two existing R3 lots abutting to the south end of my property, and there are existing non-conforming R2 lots that are the same size as R3 lots abutting my property to the north. I'm ready to answer any questions you may have, and I'd like to thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Questions from the committee members? Supervisor Spilitzky?
Yes. Thank you for this. One of the things that came up in our discussion this week was, and you touched on, that is, it's kind of a mixed bag of lot sizes here, and I know that you have accumulated some support from some of your surrounding neighbors with regards to changing from an acre and a half to 2 3-quarter acre lots. Can you give us a little sense of, are they immediately right around your property, or are they further away?
Oh, the
in support of it, yeah. Because you're talking about taking a very large parcel, breaking it down to much smaller ones, but still very large ones surrounding it, and we're just trying
Sure. I own 3 acres. My total lot is 3 acres. I bought the property many, many years ago. I was deeded in the center for an acre and a half. If you're looking at that map there, you've got the purple outline and a purple line in the middle. That's my property. The purple line in the middle is an acre and a half division. I live on the left in a single family home garage. And on the right, that purple part, which is my backyard, is the land I want to give to the kids so they can build, bring their grandkids over, keep the family in one area. Does that kind of answer
your question? Yeah, and I'm just wondering about your surrounding neighbors. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm just wondering about your neighbors. If I know you collected a number of signatures in support of this subdivision. Are there any that are opposed, or are the neighbors that are immediately surrounding you in support of these smaller parcels?
Well, the ones that immediately surround me, those are whose land
butts right up to mine. They are all in favor.
Okay.
If there is any other that oppose, there could be. I'm not sure at this point.
Mike, would you want us to point out on a map where these properties are from this that signed these documents?
Well, if they're surrounding us.
Okay, all right.
They're the most immediately impacted.
Right. I mean, because we'll be able to, we could pinpoint them if you want to.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Supervisor Boston?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Cutler, during your meeting when you first proposed this to the town of Salem, did the question ever come up as to changing the entire neighborhood to allow smaller lots in this neighborhood for other property owners that may want to subdivide?
That did not come up.
That did not come up.
We're discussing my particular piece of property and about how the ones next to me were, you know, some smaller lots in 20. As far as going past that, we have not come to a conversation.
And I apologize if I don't recognize anybody in the room, but are there any town of Salem officials here that might be able to answer that question? Or maybe not that question, but answer the question as to why the town of Summers wouldn't why the town of Salem wouldn't necessarily consider a change to the plan for the entire neighborhood to allow other property owners to have, you know, not only smaller lots, but maybe have the non-conforming lots become conforming.
Grant Zelke, town of Salem Land Development Coordinator, 94-09 Second Street, Cultural Wisconsin. With that in mind, some notes I think is the town is not against looking after the entire neighborhood. We've definitely considered in the future with any town sponsor amendment that comes up. But at this time, the town has got a lot of fires in the fire, it's fairly busy. We are busy developing a new business park. We are currently in the process of hiring a professional planner with their retirement, Mr. Meehan. And of course, the wild card is a possible merger with Silver Lake, at which point we would be looking at a much larger comprehensive plan. And before that merger discussions even started, there were discussions within the town about possibly more business or commercial districts looking at different areas. So with that being said, the town is not against looking at it, but at this time we would definitely support Mr. Kessler's request for a
And I appreciate that you came here to explain that point of view. I personally, in our work session, was opposed to the idea, not conceptually for what Mr. Kutzler wants to do, because I think it's admirable that he wants to treat his children to a couple of lots so that they can live closer to him, and I think it certainly fits the neighborhood. But my apprehension came from, well, if it's good for one, why isn't it good for all? And it would be much better from a planning perspective to, you know, make sure that the entire neighborhood is cohesive. And then that also eliminates the opportunity for sometime down the road, if somebody in a similar position wants to do the same thing, and for some reason they're denied, well, you know, how can you fairly say, well, you know, you can't do it, but he did.
Yes.
So that's where my apprehension came from. And so I think after hearing that explanation, I would be more inclined to support this, knowing that the town of Salem has a million irons in the fire. I get that, and I appreciate that, and I would hope that they would take a look at this neighborhood plan whenever they get the opportunity, or at least give the same consideration to anybody else that would like to do the same thing that Mr. Kutzel would like to do.
Yeah, this is one neighborhood that has definitely drawn our attention to.
Super. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. Anyone else? Can I comment? I just want to let the committee know that I drove out there today and drove through the neighborhood and looked around, looked at the property, looked at at Mr. Kutzler's, both of the parcels drove around the block because it's a dead end. It's a very mixed neighborhood. Different houses from different eras, different sizes, all different. It's not a cookie cutter neighborhood, to say the least. And the parcel that he does want to divide is open grass with a few trees in it right now. There were actually some turkey family in the grass when I drove by. I had to wait for him to walk across the road. And looking at to the neighbors, I believe my personal opinion is dividing that into half would fit into the neighborhood. It wouldn't make it stick out. The neighborhood just to the west of that definitely has the smaller lots compared to this little subdivision. But my opinion was that this won't stick out and it'll still look good and the neighborhood will still look nice with those two, if there are two houses on it. Thank you. Okay, is there anyone from the public to speak for this petition? Anyone for? Please come forward. You can have a seat there. And then state your name and address for the record.
I am Debbie O'Connell. I live at 6049242 Avenue, St. Wisconsin, 54168. I am Jim's youngest daughter, so hopefully it's approved at the oldest group, close to family. I'm hoping that we can do this because family is very important to us and the community is very important to us. We moved here in 1991 and have always been there. My sister and I have both been positive in the community, you know, 4-H and 4-H leaders. Always just kind of staying close to home. Even right now, I'm still in Salem. See how close I can get until we're able to hopefully build in the future. I was just hoping that we could do this, stay close to family. I have my son back, close to my little back there. I want to raise him how I was able to. Salem gave me a really good childhood. I mean, it's a safe area. It's a great neighborhood. And I just want to hopefully be able to give him that as well and stay close to family.
Thank you. Anyone else to speak in favor? Please come forward. State your name and address for the record, please.
Good evening. Charlie Flitch, 6611 West Brewer Place, West Dallas, Wisconsin, 53219. I am the eldest of the DeGars. Moving again in 1991. In Montgomery County, Salem. Again, reiterating what my sister has said, very involved in the community as we were growing up, 4-H, leaders, of course, project, everything to that effect, very upfront and forward in the community. I really liked the aspect of giving back to the community. Always put my money at ease of the world. Currently living in Milwaukee, I still like to stay very active in the community. Of course, people want to be. A little harder to get there and be as involved as so many of the efforts. Even at my current employer, we do some volunteer days and do that as well. What appeals to me is I want to come back home. I want to give my two kids the same experiences that I did. I'd like to get them back in the neighborhood on the forefront to the sports and to the 4-H, Boy Scouts, etc. And there's that familiar area that you get when you live close to family. Support system and also. And of course, I am in favor of the division because it will allow me closer to family and be able to have a cookout so you don't have to drive anywhere. I drive right now, it's an hour to make every weekend. So to be able to do that would be awesome. Definitely appreciate the consideration.
Thank you very much. Anyone else to speak for? Anyone else to speak for? Anyone to speak against? Please come forward.
Excuse me?
Please come forward. We have a seat over there. Yep. Press the button on the microphone. Have a seat. And if you could state your name and address for the record, please.
Charlie Stephan, 9112262 Avenue. My property is the small orange one to the south. Okay. Because my property is being pitched for this property, because it's smaller. I just think the board should know. Sorry, I want to apologize. I'm not a good public speaker. But about 23 years ago, a couple, my parents had that whole orange area. We subdivided. I live there now. These guys fought a lot of other people in the neighborhood. It took two times to pass. So I would like to know why it's okay for them in their eyes now that they want to do it, but wasn't good for us back then. They're doing the same thing. So they don't have to answer to me, but I think they have to answer to you guys. So I would like to ask one of you to ask them why. Mr. Poole, you asked that question.
Well, that's the objection that we were having, which Supervisor Bostrom said, why don't we change this comprehensive plan for the whole area? Because that would have solved this, right?
I don't understand. My point is, they fought it. Now they want to rezone and do the same exact thing. I'm not for this, or nor am I against it, because I can't be that hypocritical. I can't do this. But, I mean, I find it very ironic. It's very, isn't anyone curious?
Well, the only thing we saw was, you know, I think it was four of the property owners that said they were for it, and so we were unaware until this point, you know, that you might be against it then.
No, I'm not against it. I'm here for an explanation. It's why it's okay for them now, but it wasn't for us back then. It was a big pain in the rear end, let me tell you. I mean, across the street from them, on the other block, the woman did it. She fought tooth and nail. I was too far away, apparently. I didn't get notified. She divided it. She sold everything and sealed it.
Well, maybe Mr. Cutler can tell us why he was in the objection back.
Well, I think it's a little character, don't you think, that if you fight for something, fight against something, and now all of a sudden you want the same thing. I mean, I find that a little...
Andy, do you want to speak to that?
Sure. I guess that's... getting into some, you know, personal actions, I guess where this committee is coming from and from where we're coming from a planning organization, is looking at land use. Okay, I don't know exactly what took place between different property owners in the past, but I think what you heard from this committee is that from a standpoint of land use out there, is this a proper thing to occur or is it not a proper thing to occur? And that's what they're weighing here before them. And from a standpoint of what was presented is that there's a mixed bag of lots. There are different sizes, different widths, and so that different depths. And so the existing comprehensive plan designation is not conducive to fit everything that's already existing. And the question really is, and what Supervisor Bostrom said is, maybe the entire neighborhood needs to be relooked at to see if there's a better designation. That designation would allow for larger lots to be subdivided, and that should be part of the equation that we're all, the committee who's going to be voting, should vote on. And so, I guess when you're saying that, I don't know, and I guess I don't know if any one of the supervisors want to ask that, but that really is more personal things. We're looking at proper land use and not maybe the means as to why someone and the motives behind it, but just making sure.
Like you're asking me, my for or against, and I sound like I'm against it. If I was, if you ask my opinion, I would say one lot instead of two. To me, that my conscience, that's a compromise. If that's possible, I don't know if that's open. But instead of dividing it twice, I would say have once, and that'd be the.
And that's a very valid point to take into consideration.
I can live with my conscience that way, and they don't get what they want, because they made my life a living hell back then.
Yeah, and that's something for the committee, as well as what the town considered, is what size lot should be in this area here.
Well, it's basically just being held for your actions. It should be responsible for your actions. They did something years ago, it should come back to haunt. And that's a good compromise. I can live with myself that way. So we good? I'm good. I know enough to get into place, but...
Are you done?
I'm good. I'm
okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Anyone else to speak against? Anyone? Please come forward. Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Roger Timmons, Jr. I live at 9111 262nd Avenue. That's parcel 1530520. I'm directly across from 21 squares on 3 acres.
On the east side?
Down.
Right, is this one right here, sir?
Down.
No, down.
This one?
Right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I've been there. I've been there for 25 years. We moved in approximately the same time the Custer family. There was a reason we moved in that subdivision, because of the way it was. Jim's been there as long as I have, 25 years. He's seen probably approximately, I would say, 40 homes go up around us in the last 25 years. Okay, we moved in that subdivision because of the way it was, it's changed. I'm not against change. It's going to happen. There's some things you can't stop no matter what you do. I'm zoned R2. I don't want change. So the idea of everybody going to R3, I'm not a big fan of that. Matter of fact, part of my property was rezoned from SCAD1 because that was a field behind us years ago. But there's a reason we moved there. There was a reason Jim's family, because of the way the neighborhood was. Okay, I've got 3 acres. I have no plans on splitting it. I'm not going to say I'm not going to try and do something as admirable as Jim is for his family. One day that may come. So I get that part. But I do agree with Mr. Steffen about the rezoning from, I can see R2 and the other parcel, R2. I didn't attend a single town meeting because that's what I believe was happening. I'm not going to stop the fellow from doing something like that for his family. But then, yes, I did catch wind that it was going to be split 3 weeks. And that's when I decided to step in and say something wrong, because I am not. You drove through the subdivision this morning. You've seen the turkeys. Okay. That's one thing that's going to stop. Because I seen the deer 18 hours a day when I first moved in. They stopped because they built the subdivision behind me. They stopped because they built the 5 houses to the north. Okay, so the subdivision is changing. I'm here to try to stop it. Again, there's only so much I can do, but I got to voice my opinion on it. I also was the one, they split the 10 acres to the north of me. Okay, that was a main farm. Somebody bought that and subdivided that. They want to put those in small lots. I went to the town board meetings. It was decided they want to put 100-foot lots across the whole 10 acres. Okay, we discussed it, talked about it, the decision was made. Well, you know what? You're right. We'll go to 150-foot frontage lines. So that was determined about 12 years ago. So I guess there is something I can do. I wasn't happy about that. I would like to see a state of 10 acres, but they did subdivide 150-foot frontage lines. And those are an acre and a half lines. I take it back. I would say 95% of all the rezoning that's gone on around me has been 1 acre. The only one I can recall is Mr. Steffens, 25 years ago, that was on smaller man. But since then, everything around us has been 1 acre lots. I think that's all I got.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Anyone else to speak against? Please come forward. Please state your name and address for the record.
Edward Duchon, 9121 262nd Avenue. We're in the lot just out of Rogers.
This one here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just have a question about the R3 rating. From what I understand, I know there's a very admirable split single family per lot, but with the R3 designation, isn't it possible to build a multi-dwelling on that lot?
It is not. It's still a single family residential district.
And my only other concern would be the opening up of Pandora's box, so to speak, as far as dividing these lots and making it for the whole subdivision, because the reason we moved into the neighborhood 15, 16 years ago was for that rural atmosphere, the turkeys, and I do see that going away with the development of the Falcon Heights in the back, and this lot being split. I would be for a single lot. I think that's more appropriate for the neighborhood, and I don't feel that allowing the whole subdivision to be able to divide their lots as they see fit, so to speak, is a proper way to keep the atmosphere. That's basically all I have.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone else to speak against? Anyone else? Okay. From the town?
We have record that the town had met on this item on July 11th. This was the town board. A motion was made to approve, and that was unanimous.
Does the committee have any more questions? Supervisor Stolich?
More common than just question. Both sides have made admirable commentary and compassionate statements regarding the use of this land and the division. So I've been on this committee now coming on the fifth year. And any time that I, most times, these are very straightforward requests that as long as the required documentation is followed, they are usually approved. And usually, almost always, when the town approves it, I'm certainly going to support their position on this. But as I sit here and listen to both sides, I see both sides of the argument. Many of you have been long-term residents, and when you moved there, you had a certain perception of what this development was going to be. And I just try to put myself in everybody's shoes. And Mr. Kutzler, very admirable to what you would like to do for your family, and I can support that also. But after, because we thought it was just unanimous, obviously there's a little bit of dissension in the area, and I'm almost inclined to want to think about this a little bit longer. And but I wanted you guys to know that I'd rather give some thought to this a little bit longer. I'm not opposed to either way, but I certainly can weigh both sides of it equally. And so, Madam Chair, I'm inclined to make a motion to table this motion until our next meeting so that we can give some further thought and maybe investigation into it.
I'll second it.
Okay. I have a motion by Supervisor Skolitsky and a second by Supervisor Bostrom. Youth and Government, let's vote. Youth and Governance, the table till next meeting.
Did you want to debate?
There is no
debate.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Committee?
Aye. Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
And the chair votes aye, so it's unanimous. The motion is tabled. So we will discuss it. It will be on the next month's agenda.
Is there something I should be aware of or do at any time?
At this point, the committee hasn't pointed that out, that they're looking for any additional information. If there is, they'll present that to our office, and then we'll seek what other information that they might want before the next meeting. So at this point, I don't have anything more to add with that. So moving on then, with being that item number 7 has been tabled, item number 8 is the rezoning request due to the fact that the comprehensive plan has not been moved forward. then we would request as staff, because we cannot entertain a rezoning without the comprehensive plan having been changed, we would request that this item be tabled.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to table agenda item number 8 by Supervisor Bostrom and a second by Supervisor Skolitsky. Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Yes.
Committee, all those in favor of tabling say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. Chair votes aye, so the motion passes to table.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to item number 9. Thank you, Mr. Kessler. So your item will be on for the next month, and for those that are here that made comment on that, the separate notice will not go out. So just keep in mind the next meeting date is August 10th at 7 o'clock in the same room. Okay, item number 9 is a review and possible approval ordinance proposed amendments to Chapter 12, Kenosha County General Zoning and Shoreland Floodplain Zoning Ordinance. This is a proposed amendment to Chapter 12 in regards to language relative to existing non-conforming structures. So the language has been presented to the committee. This is an ordinance change in regards to making changes to the non-conforming section of the zoning ordinance that would deal with situations where structures are less than 50% of the setback, any setback from a property line. In the past, the current language is that if a structure is 50% of the setback, any addition to that structure would require a variance. Being that this has been in effect since 2002, a number of variance requests for additions to these types of structures have gone before the Board of Adjustments. Basically, I would say 100% of them have all been approved. Being that the case, it then alerts us as staff that ordinance is not effective and should be changed. And so that's what we're presenting before the board tonight, is to make that change to be reflective of what the board has been approving for variances that would allow for additions to structures that are less than 50% of the setback, as long as that addition meets the 50% setback or the required setback.
Committee members, any questions?
Yes.
Supervisor Poole.
I'd just like to say I think this is a good a change to the ordinance. You know, we've got people who are trying to improve their structures, and this will allow them to do it without having to come before the committee all the time. Thank you. Well, I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to approve by Supervisor Poole and a second by Supervisor Skolitsky. Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Yes.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Nay. Motion passes.
All right, moving on to item number 10 is the review and possible approval resolution regarding the purchase of floodplain property. The resolution has been presented to the committee. This resolution states that in regards to the Fox River floodplain, the buyout program, which has been in effect since 1995 and has used grant money to purchase over 170 properties, including over 100 residences. And there have been different ways for the county to try to move ahead to complete the purchase of the other 70 remaining residences and lots. And so we have developed a donation process that 6 different residences or property owners have taken up and donated the property to the county, being that this is in the floodplain and residences cannot be constructed on those lots. And there's also situations where these residences are foreclosed on or sales come up, and the opportunity to be able to make a purchase with these prices being lower than what is required through the FEMA process. We have also done 2 of those purchases. And right now we're looking to move some monies from a capital budget where there was some savings into the other professional services line item to take advantage of a property, two properties, one with a residence on, to be able to acquire that and then to remove the home from the floodplain and to have it be open space. And for the location, you can see, as soon as this opens up, an overview of a portion of the Fox River floodplain. And you can see the property is circled, these two lots, and you can see the tan areas. Those are the areas where the properties have been purchased by the county, and the green areas are ones that are lots that are owned by private individuals with residences in red. And then zoom up of this particular property, you can see here is highlighted in the light blue. The county already owns the land to the east, and there's a private owner for the immediate land to the west, but then west of that is again land that's owned by the county.
Any questions from the committee or comments? Supervisor Spilsky.
Although I'd rather see when you return back to the taxpayer, this is a fairly low cause and one that prevents long-term problems for lots that should have never been put in the floodplain. So I'm inclined to support this resolution and to have this at least come to a purpose. Thank you. Make a motion to approve.
Second. Oh, this is a public hearing? I'm sorry. Oh, we're okay for the previous one? That's my fault. I didn't realize it. Okay, well, we can. Is there anyone to speak for this petition? Anyone for? Anyone against the petition? Anyone against? Do we have it from the town or not? Okay. Go ahead and see where
it is. Motion to approve resolutions.
I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion from Supervisor Spilsky and a second from Supervisor Gilmore. Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay, all those in favor of the committee say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Okay, the motion passes.
Thank you very much. Item number 11 is the tabled request of Jeffrey Badke that will remain tabled. The town of Paris has made publication for their public hearing now, and that'll be going later this month, and this item should be available for action at the next meeting in August. So that remains tabled. And then items number 12, 13, and 14, which is Action 50 LLC. The matter was approved at the Plan Commission level, and the town board, they were not able to coordinate to make sure that the owner and the agent for this request could attend, and he will do so at their next meeting. And again, this item should be ready for action at our next meeting in August. Then with certified surveys, we did have one, which is the Custer CSM. Due to the fact that the comprehensive plan was tabled, then we will ask for no action on that tonight, and then we're ready for approval in minutes.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion from Supervisor Spilsky and a second from Supervisor Gilmore to approve the minutes. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
All those in favor say, everybody say aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. And citizen comments. Any comments from the citizens? We actually have citizens at the end of the meeting. Oh.
So out of my spiel, you got the idea that I will be okay with splitting a property, but not rebuilds. So it will be R2
Do you want to come forward and...
Officially?
Yes, sure. Just so, because it's being recorded and to pick up the mic.
No, I mean, like I don't know for sure if I actually got that out.
Yes, you did.
But yeah, but I'm not against property being split, you know, but I would like to see it stay on the two squares there as R2 and R2.
If you can just please state your name and address for the record again.
Clemens Jr., 9111, 267.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Any other citizen comments? Please come forward, state your name and address for the record.
Jim Cutzler, 9037, 263rd Avenue, Salem. I would like to make, for the board to consider, it sounded like Charles, can't think of his last name here, my neighbor, who is immediately on my property. He's down. He does not work with my property. Sounds like Charles is trying to bring a personal matter into something that shouldn't be looked at in a personal way. If there is something I did 23 years ago that upset him to this point, I would like to see what he's talking about as far as his paperwork, what I signed, what I gave him such a problem with.
Please address the committee.
Excuse me?
Please address the committee.
Okay.
Please address the committee, not other.
Oh, okay. I feel it's only right if I'm accused of something, I should see what is in front of me, what I'm accused of. And the comment was also made about wildlife going away in the area due to more building. Roger did not mention several large pole barns he has put up since he moved in here. That has certainly displaced other animals and such. With the amount of acreage I have, I can't see. There'll be a little change in wildlife, but I've seen these deer that have been brought up. The family still remains in the neighborhood. There's still wildlife present in our area, even though there has been some building going up. I feel the impact of two homes coming into the area are not going to have any major effect on any of the wildlife concerns that these people may have. And once again, I do request to have this rear partial split into two pieces, 2 3-quarter acre partials. There's other, just to repeat myself, there are other partials in the area that are smaller than what I want to do by doing this split. Charlie himself has an R3 partial. And I do believe building of the two homes upon these split partials will be a plus for the neighborhood. It will be a good thing for the neighborhood cosmetically, as well as bring in the extra employment tax monies. There will be no extra burden on utilities, the sewers already there, the roadways are already there. There's no extra expenses that the county is going to have to endure. These two homes come up. They'll be able to collect their tax monies and they have two good families moving to Kenosha. Thank you again for your time. If there's any questions I can answer now, I will. Or I'll just say good night. Look forward to seeing you all again.
Thank you very much. Any more citizen comments? Any more citizen comments? Seeing none? Yes or no? Okay. Please state your name and address for the record again.
Shirley Bush, 611, Western Place, West Madison, Wisconsin, 5209. I just want to say thank you to the board for doing the thorough research into both sides of the story because I'm one of the ones that do want to have the sorry for it. And I do appreciate you guys and seeing, okay, both sides of the story. Let's see what's good for the neighborhood. Let's see what's good for the town and as a whole.
Thank you very much. Any more citizen comments? Please come forward, state your name and address for the record again.
Debbie O'Connell, 60492 Avenue, Salem. I just wanted to comment off of how the other neighbors, I guess, in the neighborhood where my father still lives, how they're bringing the wildlife and how it was when we moved in 91, so the neighbors moved in 93. The other neighbor, who I've never met, he said he was there for like 15, 16 years. When we moved in, when you're, and I think you're taking the time to kind of look around today at the neighborhood, when you're driving in on the left side to 62 Avenue, it was all cornfield. There was a meat farm, which you referenced. Everything else is cornfield. In front of my father's house, in 263rd, was a horse farm. So yes, there have been changes. Within 23 or 25 years in a community, I would hope that there would be some changes in development, and that's how a town grows. Yes, when we moved in, you want to see the horse farm, you want to see the farm, you want to see the cornfields. Is it realistic to say that 3 decades later, none of that is going to change? Just to kind of like do the overall overview, it's not like we moved in and everyone had a single family home. Our neighborhood has always been very diverse. I think change shows the growth of the community. And we aren't asking for, when you're looking, now driving around the neighborhood, you can see it's still diverse. There's very small homes next to like a $1 million home that's right off the lake, and we're all in the same neighborhood. Our neighborhood's very small, it's right at end road, that's it. I don't believe that adding two houses that actually conform the lots and the sizes down the same strip when you're driving in would change the integrity of the homes at all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any more citizen comments? Seeing no more citizen comments, are closed. Number 18, any other business allowed by law? Andy?
I don't have anything else to add.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
And it's by Supervisor Skolitsky and a second by Supervisor Gilmer. All those in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, say nay. Motion to adjourn.
Let's see here a little bit.